presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Given up by three. Bench just about threw it to Smith. 10 seconds. It's in Reinertsen's hands. High post. They'll get the ball to Austin Jordan. Looking for Reinertsen again. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Reinertsen fadeaway. Free throw line. Gone!
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader at the Cope Gymnasium as the Kearney Catholic Stars host the Gibbon Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Sokolowski back out to Bushcutter. Anderson Lease and Mestel in there. Bushcutter forces the issue. Shot no good, but Megan Anderson has another offensive putback, and it's 22-13.
Gibbon rolls into Kearney looking to knock off a top 10 team tonight, while Kearney Catholic looks to pick up another win in their final game before next week's conference tournament. It's the Buffaloes and the Stars coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School for Classic Hits continuing coverage of Lou Platt Conference basketball, as tonight the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Gibbon Buffaloes in boys basketball action. It was an easy win for the Kearney Catholic girls against an injury-depleted Gibbon Buffalo lady squad, 64-17, 21 points, 8 rebounds for Theron Baum to lead the way. Now you got a boys game where it's going to be up to a young Gibbon ball club to handle the pressure of Kearney Catholic, and as Coach Paul Reinertsen told me, hopefully they don't make double-digit three-pointers tonight and we'll be at a much better shape to be in this basketball game. So Gibbon's got to handle the pressure, got some young guards out there. Let's see if they can get the job done here this evening. With you on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday night. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. First off, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, number two is a 6 foot 4 inch senior, Logan Rivera. Number four is a 5 foot 11 inch sophomore, Brett Benfeld. Number five, 6 foot 1 inch freshman, is Riley Reinertsen. Number 15 is a 5 foot 8 inch sophomore, Luke Schuster. And number 34 is a 6 foot 4 inch senior, Caleb Cranow. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by David Benz, Travis Frew, and John McDermott. Gibbon is 7-5 on the season with wins over Amherst and Centura in their last two ball games. Losses: St. Paul, Ravenna, Adams Central, Ord, and Donovan Trumbull. Four of those five are the top four seeds in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. For Kearney Catholic, number 12 is a 5'8 junior, Keegan Fitzgerald. Number 21, a 5'10 sophomore, Brian Hoosman. Number 25, a 6'2 senior, Drew Butler. Number 30, a 6 foot sophomore, Alex Lease. And number 34, a 6'2 sophomore, David Squires. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Adam Lease, Caleb Picorni, Brendan Lease, Blake Cover, and Scott Carlin. They're 9-5 on the season and ranked 9th in Class C1. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you tonight, as always, by the fine folks at Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with some high school basketball in just a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney. Proud supporter of all high school sports.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Gibbon will be wearing their traveling black uniforms with the blue trim. Kearney Catholic, the home white with the green trim. And we are ready to get this basketball game underway, and Kearney Catholic will control the opening tip, but they'll turn it over immediately. And Gibbon will actually get first possession here in the basketball game as they bring it across the timeline. Over on the right side, they'll get it into the hands of Caleb Cranow, looking to get the ball inside. Coach Reinerson thought maybe they could have an advantage inside with a little bit of their height. With the dribble is Reinerson. Reinerson swings it over on the right side. Gibbon may have double-dribbled. Kearney Catholic thought they did. Reinerson fires the three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. And the rebound brought down by Drew Butler. And a travel on Kearney Catholic before they even get to midcourt. So a couple of early mistakes here by the Stars. And again, this is the only game of the week for the Kearney Catholic boys. For Gibbon, they play Wood River on Thursday. With it, Logan Rivera. He gets trapped up top and a travel. Boy, you can tell there's not a lot of sound in here, and that is because nothing has went right here in the first 45 seconds of this basketball game, as Gibbon will have it. Looking to get a shot away here. The Stars will get it over to Lease. Drive right side out to Butler. Drew will try a three. It's off the mark. No good. Defensive rebound? No. It's going to be David Squires with the offensive rebound. Out to Hoosman, over to Lee, fakes the three, weak side, right side, gets cut off there by Benfeld, kicks it back up top, Hoosman, to Butler into the corner for Hoosman, now to Fitzgerald, his three, no good, Hoosman another rebound in the paint, he'll put up the 10-footer and it'll bounce in. Brian Hoosman with the friendly bounce, and Kearney Catholic will have the first bucket of the basketball game, 6:40 to go here in the opening quarter, and it is 2-0. Given in the backcourt, baseball pass over the top. They've got a two-on-one. Benfeld takes it at the hoop and scores. Brett Benfeld on the assist from Logan Rivera as Kearney Catholic overplayed in the backcourt, and Gibbon made him pay. Butler swings it over to Lease, left side of the key. Up top, ball deflected by Reinerson, but Butler picks it up. Back to Lease, a 1-3-1 zone defense here by the Gibbon Buffaloes. They're extending it to try and close that three-pointer down. They've got some height inside, so that's why they're extended a little bit, but Butler sneaks into the paint, puts the jumper up from seven. It will not go. It hung on the rim forever. Off the nice pass from Fitzgerald, and the rebound brought down there by Crane Allen up to the other end. Rivera goes up high above the rim. He comes down hard. He missed the shot. Fitzgerald got the rebound. He's going all the way to the other end. Spins, misses, and Crane Allen grabs another rebound. To Reinerson, Rivera got up, and they have not stopped play, so he's okay, I guess, as they swing it over to Benfeld. Gets the three-on-one, tries to make an extra pass, and it's stolen away. And a timeout going to be called here by Kearney Catholic. Coach Don Lease wants to change something up here as we played 2.5 minutes. We're tied at 2 on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball throughout the season. Right now, 5.5 to go, first quarter. Kearney Catholic coach Don Lease wanted a timeout. And let's see what they do as Gibbon tries to change things up here. Meet him right at half court. Drop back into that 1-3-1. Checking into the ball game, Brett James and Robbie Yoakum. And also in the ball game with the jumper on the baseline, Connor Streit. And Connor puts it up and in, and Kearney Catholic leads it 4-2. So some very early substitutions. Abe Clinch is in there. Drew Butler the only starter, and Gibbon turns it over against the pressure. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball at midcourt. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Duda with you from Cope Gymnasium in this Lou Platt Conference boys matchup. Stars ball, Yoakum in the left-hand corner. Gets it back up to Butler. Right side, fires the three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Rivera. Knocked out of his hands, but goes right to Cranow. And up the floor, here comes Gibbon. With it is Luke Schuster getting the start tonight. They are playing. Dalton Jordan had been getting some starts here, but he's been ill. Coach Reinertsen says he's hoping that he'll be able to play tonight, but he is not getting the start. Schuster started some early in the season, now moves back into that starting role here tonight. Ball's deflected out of bounds, and so Gibbon will take it out in the far corner here, their front court, and Ben Felt to throw it in. Ball guarded, tries to lob it into Cranow. It's punched away, a race for it into the Kearney Catholic front court. Yoakum got it, and then they call him for a carry. His foot slid out from under him as he went to grab the ball, and so the teams exchange turnovers, and right back over to Gibbon. Backcourt pressure put on by the Stars into Logan Rivera, 6'4" senior. They trust him handle the ball a little bit as he goes behind his back. A foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Foul will be on Abe Clinch. That's the first foul of the game on either team. And Gibbon will take it out in the backcourt. 4-2. Stars with the lead. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Handling the basketball, the freshman Riley Reinertsen. Riley brings it across the timeline, draws the double team, swings it over to Rivera. Logan grabs the ball after a little bit of contact, now dribbles it off his knee, turns it over, fast break the other way. The Stars overthrow Yoakum, and out of bounds it goes, and now the starters are going to come back in for Kearney Catholic. Don Lease says, let's get the starters back into ball game here. So the original five are out there, Fitzgerald, Hoosman, Butler, Lease, and Squires. And it'll be given with the ball, trailing by only two and having five turnovers already. Squires was a push off in the backcourt. Paul Reinertsen wanted the call, didn't get it. Long pass down to Cranow in the paint. Turnaround jumper from eight is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Keegan Fitzgerald. And up the floor, here they come. Fitzgerald to the high post, gets in the air, fires it left wing to Lease. Lease for three, up and in. Alex Lease with the first three of the ball game for Kearney Catholic. And it's 7-2. As Rivera gets the screen from Crane Allen up ahead to Ben Felt in the front court. Brett, the 5'11 sophomore, young guards here for Gibbon, and that's one of the things that Kearney Catholic coach, or excuse me, that the Gibbon coach Paul Reinertsen is concerned about, is how his kids can handle the pressure. Reach in foul on Lease going for the steal. So Gibbon to inbound it. And they will to Luke Schuster at midcourt. Against the Stars, man-to-man. Schuster pumping off Fitzgerald. Up top to Reinertsen. Butler on him. Left wing they go. Ben Felt to the high post. Cranow down to Rivera. Rivera got Lease in the air. Put it up. Score and a foul. A chance for a three-point play for Logan Rivera. And another foul on Alex Lease. Two quick ones here on the sophomore. And David Squires is actually going to come out. And Abe Clinch is going to go back in. Gibbon wants to sub. Here's Dalton Jordan check it in. And Brett Benfeld will check out. Jordan, 6'2", senior. Gives him some more experience. We'll see how the energy level is after being under the weather lately. Rivera puts the free throw up and in and completes the three-point play. Kearney Catholic 7-5 with the lead with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. On Classic Hits and KKPR.com, Lease way out on the left side of the key. Looked inside, but it's covered. Back to Clinch. Now back to Lease. Dribbles to the right side of the key. Jump stop in the paint. Kicks it out. Butler, open three. On the way, too strong. Rebound in the corner. And it's going to be Gibbon comes out of there with a basketball. It's going to be Riley Reinertsen. And it's going to be stolen away on the outlet pass. Here comes Butler, two on three. Butler takes it all the way to the low block. Reinertsen blocks the shot out of there, they say. Rivera up ahead. He gets it to his teammate Jordan, who missed the layup. And the rebound brought down by Keegan Fitzgerald. Now it's a track meet. Up the floor, Fitzgerald. Nobody to pass it to. It gets deflected to Hoosman, and Hoosman will put it up and in. 9-5, Kearney Catholic by 4. Rivera will bring the ball up the floor here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Over to Reinertsen. Riley off the pick, keeps the dribble. Now to Rivera between the circles. Butler on him. Swings it right side. Gets it to Dalton Jordan. Jordan puts the ball on the floor with the left hand into the paint. Ran out of room and walked with the basketball. 7th turnover in the first quarter here for Gibbon. Yoakum back in for Kearney Catholic. Butler will get his first rest of the ball game. And Gibbon will drop back into that 1-3-1. Jordan waits at about three-quarter court. Kearney Catholic nearly walked with the basketball. Here's a pass down to the baseline to Clinch. Little one-hand floater, no good. Rivera brings down the loose ball to Reinertsen. Reinertsen working on Fitzgerald, shoving him towards the right sideline. Jump pass, gets it into the hands of Schuster. Back up top, Rivera at the top of the circle. Used his dribble, lobs it into Cranow. Nice catch, shot in the middle of the paint. Seven-footer off the glass, no good. Clinch with the rebound. A lot of shots, not a lot of points. 9-5 Stars, a minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Yoakum, one dribble right side of the key. They'll reverse it over to Lease. Lease tries to drive into that paint, runs into a defender, and is called for the walk. 5th turnover for Kearney Catholic, and Gibbon gets the ball back. Squires now checks in for the Stars. They're going to put on a little full-court pressure here on the turnover. Jordan will get it in, fires a deep corner to Reinertsen, who brings it up with the left hand, now throws over everybody to Rivera. Rivera attacks the hoop, gives it off at the last minute, and we've got a foul, which will send Dalton Jordan to the line. Rivera was afraid that he might get a charge call, so he dished it off and then tried to hold up the defender when he made contact with him. Brian Hoosman calling for the Kearney Catholic foul, and at the line to shoot two, Dalton Jordan, and the first free throw of the night is up and in. Kearney Catholic, 4 fouls here in the first quarter. Gibbon, none. Into the ball game now for Gibbon is going to be Ryan Milks, another freshman guard. Schuster out. For Kearney Catholic, Clinch out. And Brett James in. 9-6 Stars. And the second free throw now for Jordan. On the way and in. So Dalton hits them both. 9-7, Kearney Catholic. With the 2-point lead now, as Fitzgerald pushes the ball up the floor, tries to find his way through the 1-3-1 maze to Squires in the corner for 3. It's around and out, no good. Ball being tipped around, slapped out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. So far, the Stars 1 of 6 from beyond the arc. Gibbon has only attempted 1 3-pointer. And on the pressure, they get it into Rivera, right back to Jordan. Jordan tries to dribble around Squires, kicked away, and out of bounds it goes. I'm going to say it is off of Kearney Catholic. And that Gibbon will maintain possession on their own baseline. Now the officials are going to discuss. I might see an overturn here. Everybody kind of thinking that it should be a Gibbon ball. And the Buffs will keep possession. They'll have to try and force it in. It doesn't matter. It's stolen away. Stolen away there by the Stars. Up ahead for the layup. Yoakum's going to be fouled by Reinertsen. Riley with the first foul of the game on the Buffaloes after the steal was made by Yoakum. Or not Yoakum, it was stolen away by Hoosman. Yoakum is the one that's going to the line. First free throws of the ball game here for Kearney Catholic. And Robbie will put it up and in. Neither team has really been able to get into much of a flow here. We'll see if that changes when we get to the second quarter. Second free throw now for Yoakum. On the way, and it's no good. Rebound comes out to Gibbon, and just in the ball game is Nick Fulmer, and Fulmer comes out of there with it. Ball slapped away. Yoakum gets the loose ball. Another Gibbon turnover. Yoakum takes it to the rack, puts the short jumper up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gibbon. Cranow has it. Outlet pass to Fulmer, trying to get it into the front court with Stars all over him, and we get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Gibbon. With 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 10-7, Kearney Catholic. Checking back into the ball game, Connor Streit. Stars play a lot of kids and sub at almost every break. Fulmer to throw it in. Looking, goes short side here to Rivera. Has a little room on Hoosman, takes him to the baseline, up and under, and a foul called on Brian Hoosman, his second. And that will send Logan Rivera to the line. Rivera had a three-point play earlier in the quarter for his total. Now he's got a chance to shoot two more free throws. 10-7, Kearney Catholic. Rivera could make it a one-point game if he hits them both. And the free throw is good. Abe Clinch in, Drew Butler in. And a second free throw coming up for Rivera. Logan, a couple of dribbles, puts it up and good. That'll make it 10-9. Kearney Catholic leading it by one. Let's see if they play for the last shot here of the quarter with 35 seconds. Butler works his way through the double team. He's wide open, so he'll shoot the three, and it's in and out, no good. Gibbon gets the rebound. Cranow outlet pass, though, is going to be stolen away by Yoakum, and a timeout, Kearney Catholic, to save the possession. That's the 10th turnover for Gibbon here in the quarter, and they're only down one. 10-9 Stars. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. 22 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic has the ball in the front court here. Again, they might have a chance at the last shot. And Yoakum will throw it in. Butler has it at midcourt. Extended 1-3-1 zone here for Gibbon. Stars probably going to try and sneak somebody backdoor here on him. Yoakum with it with 12 seconds. Wrap around pass to Butler at midcourt. 8 seconds. Now they finally go. Butler kicks it left wing to Strite. Back over to Yoakum. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. They get it down to Strite. His shot at the horn will not go, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. They got the shot they wanted. It just didn't go. And after one, the Kearney Catholic Stars 10, the Gibbon Buffaloes 9 on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday night as we head to the second quarter of play. It is Kearney Catholic with the ball and a 10-9 lead. Turnovers, the big story of the first quarter. Gibbon 10, Kearney Catholic 5. Rebounds, Gibbon 8, Kearney Catholic 7. Gibbon 5 of 5 at the line of the first quarter to keep them close. Let's see what the Stars do here against this zone defense. Looks like they want to stay in a 1-3-1. Or are they going to go man here maybe a little bit? Maybe shadow one man. A little more junk here as they throw it to Squires on the right side of the key. Stars working the first 25 seconds off the clock here in the second quarter. Over to Fitzgerald, the deep left corner. Back up to Lisa. Long three for Alex is off the mark. No good. The Stars now 1 of 8 behind the arc. And Brett Benfeld will get his first rebound. Stars settling for threes against the 1-3-1. That's what you want, but they can't make them. And now a timeout as Benfeld is trapped in the backcourt by Squires and Butler. And Gibbon will call a timeout. So we've had quite a few timeouts here in the first 9 minutes of the ball game to help save possessions. And with 7:18 to go in the first half, Kearney Catholic 10, Gibbon 9.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Don't forget more high school basketball this week. Amherst SEM Thursday from Sumner here on Classic Hits. And then the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference tournaments next week here on KKPR and ESPN Radio. Baseball pass to try and break the press here. It's deflected away. Squires Rivera trying to grab it. It goes out of bounds, and it's good to Kearney Catholic. Squires forced the turnover. Reinertsen trying to throw over the pressure. Kearney Catholic's changed their press up a little bit. And Gibbon wasn't quite sure what to do with it. But they are going to have to take better care of the basketball, and that was the main concern, that and the three-point shooting. Well, the three-point shooting for Kearney Catholic, not good yet, but the turnover's really hurting Gibbon. That's 11, and they're only down one. Squires ball, deep left-hand corner. Trying to trap him there in the zone. He'll dribble out, now throw all the way to the far corner. Fitzgerald doesn't hold it long. Back to Squires. He shoots another three. No good. Rebound brought down by Butler. And again, remember, Gibbon probably is the taller team here. A couple of 6'4 players in there. Kearney Catholic always feels confident getting it to Squires. But Butler at 6'2, more outside. As Lease fires another three, they just keep firing and keep missing. Squires with the rebound, puts it back up. It will not go. Ball tipped around. It's going to go into the back court. And Kearney Catholic apparently saved it there with Alex Lease. And they're going to get a fourth opportunity here. Fitzgerald drives out to Butler. Lease another three. No good. Rebound, Squires. Fouled. Shot won't go. Five chances, and the Stars couldn't put the ball in. And Squires is going to have to earn it from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic, 1 of 11 from three-point land, and we have not played 10 minutes. The foul on Logan Rivera, his first. The free throw by Squires is in, his first point. Hoosman has 4 points to lead Kearney Catholic. Cranow is going to check out. And Schuster back in there for the Gibbon Buffaloes, and Squires hits both free throws. 12-9, Kearney Catholic. Pressure on. Benfelt gets it to Reinertsen. Two dribbles. Stops. Still in the backcourt to Benfelt. Can't pick that dribble up. And they finally get it across the timeline to Rivera. Guarded by Butler. Tries to shake him off. Long vertical pass over here to Reinertsen. Up top to Benfelt. Benfelt's going to take a 19-footer. It's on the way. No good. Rebound tapped into the hands of David Squires. Squires outlet to Fitzgerald. Gibbon does a good job of getting back. Fitzgerald's a pretty nifty dribbling. Got it underneath for a layup to Hoosman. Brian Hoosman puts it up and in. And a timeout going to be called here by Gibbon. That was set up beautifully there by Keegan Fitzgerald. And Brian Hoosman laid it up and in. And the Stars now have their earliest big lead. Up by five. Timeout on the floor by Gibbon. It's a full-length timeout. 5:36 to go in the first half. 14-9 Stars.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Your home for high school sports in central Nebraska. Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and Wood River. 14-9 Kearney Catholic. 5.5 to go second quarter. Stars being held under their pace a little bit. Of course, last Tuesday, Central Catholic was in a little lower scoring. As Rivera pulls up for a three, no good, and it goes over the backboard after it hit the rim. had so much bounce on it. But right now, Gibbon 0 of 2 after that from three-point land. Kearney Catholic 1 of 11. Stars, though, have forced 11 Gibbon turnovers, and that's why they lead it by 5, 14-9. Fitzgerald brings it up against Dalton Jordan. 1-3-1 is what they're going to stay in, it looks like. Try and extend now and trap that ball out top. Good pick set by Butler. Backdoor cut. Hoosman layup on the assist from Fitzgerald. Good set play coming out of that for Kearney Catholic. They're now up 16-9, and it's picked away again. Butler goes the other way, in for the layup, and scores. So not what Coach Paul Reinerson wanted to see out of the timeout. A couple of mistakes by his young ball club that had hung so well in the first quarter, and now an 8-0 run to start the second quarter by Kearney Catholic, and they are up by 9. Gibbon needs a bucket. Up top, Reinerson, he's going to try the long three. It grazes the front of the rim, no good, and out of bounds it goes to Kearney Catholic. Back into the ball game, Brett Benfeld, and checking out will be Ryan Newyear, who was in momentarily. Stars have their five starters out there. Fitzgerald, Hoosman, Butler, Lease, and Squires. And for Gibbon, it looks like they're back to four of them. Rivera, Benfelt, Reinertsen, Cranow, and Jordan are the five on the floor. Schuster on the bench right now. As the ball is... No, Schuster's out there. Let me recheck that. As the ball is taken away, Benfelt comes in, tries to dish it off. They don't get the layup, so they kick it out to Schuster for the three. It is no good. Rebound, Rivera powers it back up and in. Logan Rivera with 7 points in the ball game, and the ball gets kicked away. Logan Rivera battling in there for a rare offensive rebound. And David Squires is going to check out of the ball game. Coach Lease not happy with his sophomore post player, who's got beat a couple of times on offensive boards. And he's going to get to think about it on the bench for a little bit, it looks like. First points of this quarter, though. It took 4 minutes for Gibbon to score, so that's pretty good defense by the Stars. And then at the other end, ball deflected away, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. So Gibbon, a chance here. Get a bucket here, maybe get things turned around in a hurry. As the ball is knocked away, Abe Clinch stepped in front, gets the steal, dishes it off a couple of times. Lease in the paint, five-footer good. And now the turnovers are turning into points. Those turnovers in the first quarter weren't. The turnovers here in the second quarter right into points for Kearney Catholic. Reinerson lobs it down to Rivera. Deflected away. Got it back. Put it up and in. Logan stuck with it. It got grazed by Kearney Catholic. Went off his hands. Hit the bottom of the board. And he was still able to grab it back. Butler into the front court to Lease. 20-13 Stars. Lease 360 in the paint. Throws up a tough one. No good. Ball gets deflected away. Looks like Gibbons going to pick it up, go with a long outlet pass, and we're going to get a foul called. Reinerson firing it down there to Dalton Jordan, and Alex Lease just got his third personal foul. And here comes the so-called second team a little bit. Yoakum, James, Streit all come in. Squires returns, and Butler stays in there. Gibbon ball in front of the Kearney Catholic student section in the front court. Throw it out near midcourt to Schuster. Luke with a left-hand dribble. Up top, anticipating it, James, and James couldn't get out of there with it cleanly. Knocked it away, and then just couldn't keep the dribble, so no steal, right back over to Gibbon, as James couldn't get up the floor with it. 2:48 to go before half. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, first half stats. We'll recap the girls' game, which Kearney Catholic won easily, 64-17, and we'll tell you why at the half. Right now, Reinerson fakes the three, moves on. Yoakum comes to the baseline. Some help defense got there a little late. A blocking foul will send Riley Reinerson to the line to shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Drew Butler. And Riley Reinerson puts the first free throw up and in. Riley, another one of those young men that won quite a few free throw contests in his time. Elks, Knights of Columbus, hits them both here. So Reinerson very dangerous from the line. All of the Reinerson boys, very good free throw shooters, very good fundamentally. Of course, Paul, one of the great players in his time, is Yoakum drains the three. Robbie Yoakum steps up and hits the first three in 9 attempts for Kearney Catholic. And that takes it out to 8 just when Gibbon had cut it back down to 5. It's 23-15. Rivera in the left-hand corner in trouble. has to throw it to Benfelt, who has to throw it up for grabs. Schuster grabs it into the paint, and he's going to be blocked by Butler. Butler's stuck with him. First block of the game, Stars, and then as they try to get it to Yoakum, they overthrow him again. That's about three times Kearney Catholic has stole the ball and then overthrow the outlet. Clinch, Fitzgerald, Hoosman come into the ball game. Butler and Squires stay on. And Gibbon will have the ball. Buffaloes will get it in, and Riley Reinertsen will try and work his way around the defense. Jump past the Schuster, got him into the front court. Now Luke picks his dribble up, and he's going to be tied up. The arrow is pointing the way of Gibbon. That's one of the things the youngsters, they just have to learn. You never really practice stepping through a double team at this age. And that's just these freshman and sophomore guards, something they got to learn. Still giving ball. And back into the ball game is going to be Cranout. Into Reinertsen, was left unguarded for a moment, and Kearney Catholic doesn't want him shooting threes, as Rivera will put it up, no good, and fending off the defender, David Squires will grab the rebound one-handed. Into the corner, Fitzgerald for the three. It's off the iron, no good. Backside rebound, there's Hoosman again. Kicks it to Squires, his three, no good. Defensive rebound, Brett Benfeld has his second. Minute and a half to go here in the first half. 23-15, Kearney Catholic. And David Squires, trying to keep up with Brett Benfeld, grabbed him. Foul, 1-1. Squires with his first foul. 8 fouls on the Stars, 2 on the Buffaloes here in the first half. Brett Benfeld hit a bucket earlier in the ball game. Now he goes to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. And the first free throw on the way, and it is no good. And the rebound brought down by Abe Clinch. Looked a little bit like the old man on the form there, just a little too strong. Drew Butler will bring it into the front court. And Hoosman has it. Skip past the left side, Fitzgerald. Catch and fire into the corner to Yoakum. Yoakum gets out of there. Now picks his dribble up left side of the key. 1 minute to go, first half. Abe Clinch over to Butler. Rivera tried to knock it away. Top of the circle, Drew. Now backs up and gives it over to Fitzgerald. Stars need to get reset, and so Fitzgerald will bring it back between the circles. Back it out to the center circle, and they'll try and get a screen set, but Gibbon staying away from it. 40 seconds to go here. Stars might get to a point now where they decide to hold for the last shot. That wasn't the intent when they got this possession. Still a lot of time. Gibbon can't fall asleep. Stars go into their four corners with Abe Clinch at the high post. Butler uses his dribble right near midcourt. Going to give it over to Fitzgerald with 20 seconds to go. Keegan, ball kicked away. Cranow punted away with 19 seconds to go here in the half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. So stay with us for all of the first half stats. Recap of the girls' game. We'll run down those conference brackets for you again. Kearney Catholic now looking for that last shot. And a foul called. Almost an intentional foul there on Dalton Jordan. He just shoved Butler at midcourt. That was strange. 15 seconds to go. And Kearney Catholic will bring it across the timeline. Butler, high post to Yoakum, swings at Fitzgerald. Long three with plenty of time on the clock. Comes up short, no good. Rebound put down by Reinertsen. Reinertsen tries to pass it off, and it's deflected out of bounds, and the clock doesn't stop until there's 0.2 seconds remaining. Boy, Reinertsen had an open look at a three and passed it up. And with 0.2 seconds, you can't shoot it. All you can do is tip it, and so that's the end of this first half of play. Your score, the Kearney Catholic Stars, 23, and the Gibbon Buffaloes, 15. We'll be back with more high school basketball in the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on-site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Take an hour for your bottom line and join AgWest Commodities on February 9th at 12:30 p.m. for a live webinar covering the market outlook for 2011. Register online at goagwest.com or call 866-WE-HEDGE.
Go AgWest!
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School, where we have reached halftime of our Lou Platte Conference Boys Contest. And the score, Kearney Catholic 23, Gibbon 15. It's time for the Ravetta Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravetta Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time at Ravetta Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravetta Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We'll take a look at the first half stats here in just a moment. But first, a recap of what happened in the girls' game earlier tonight. And just to be honest with everybody out there, Jerrica Pearson is a large part. I think I said 90% of this ball club. Leads them in scoring, leads them in rebounding, handles the ball, got injured in the ball game last week against Centura, missing her first start in over 3 years, and wasn't able to go in the ball game tonight. And everybody knew that coming in, and Gibbon just wasn't able to get many points on the board tonight. They shot 22 threes and lost to Kearney Catholic 64-17. In kind of a methodical ball game, Stars didn't really put a lot of pressure on in the backcourt because they knew what was going to happen. They were up 19-3 at the end of the first quarter. 64-17, they pounded inside. Therenbaum, 21 points, 8 rebounds. She was the only player in double figures, but a total of 11 players scored tonight for Kearney Catholic. And Coach Rick Petrie joins us here in our Ravenna halftime show and Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And Coach, I guess mentally, both teams, I think, knew what was going to happen tonight. I don't know if the spark was there. You were up 19-3. I think it waned a little bit by halftime, but when the girls needed to turn it on, it looked like they got the job done.
Yeah, they did a pretty nice job tonight. You know, it's tough for Gibbon without Jerrica. Like you said, she's a great big part of their offense and stuff. And, you know, it's, When you look to one person for a long time, it's tough to make that adjustment sometimes.
Game plan going in, obviously you knew that you could get it inside, shot some threes early, but then continued to maybe work on your offense. A game like this maybe is a glorified practice. How did you guys approach it?
Well, you know, our whole key was to try and play at our level and not, you know, assume that we were going to win easily and, you know, maybe make some stupid passes or turn the ball over and not play with effort. And, you know, for the most part, I think we did a pretty good job.
Only one game this week. You wanted to get everybody some minutes in this ball game. You wanted to get the starters some minutes. But then, obviously, with the way the game's going, you're going to sub in. Does it hurt that you're not going to get tested right before the conference tournament? You did last week with Grand Island Central Catholic. There's no doubt about it. You guys have put together a few wins. St. Cecilia tested you, but Gothenburg didn't, Gibbon didn't, and you'll be going into the conference tournament maybe a little cold.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, unfortunately, we can't schedule who we want when we want, you know, otherwise it'd make it a lot easier. But, you know, I think we've improved as the season's gone on, and hopefully, you know, when we get down to conference tournament time, we'll have a little extra gear, a little more, you know, commitment to defense and do the things that we're capable of doing.
You may end up with the toughest first round draw. Adams Central pushed you the first time around. Talk about the difference. You say you're improving. I'm sure they are as well, but talk about the major or the biggest difference between that game and week two and where your team is right now.
I think our guards have made a big stride in decision making. I think that's some of the things, one of the things that's kind of hurt us over the, you know, the initial part of the season. Sometimes we try and rush things too much and maybe try and make a great pass instead of maybe a couple good passes that achieves the same thing. And I think that, you know, as we are able to take care of the basketball better, you know, it just allows us to do a lot of things.
Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here at halftime. They had the easy victory tonight. They get to 13-4. Where does the team need to make a couple more improvements if you're going to get by the Adams Centrals, the Centuras, and the Ravennas next week?
Well, you know, we have to make sure we rebound the basketball. That's been one of our, I guess, Achilles heel all season, is that teams about rebounded us. And, you know, I think sometimes it's a lack of effort on everybody's part, but that's something that we have to be solid with down the stretch if we hope to win, you know, the big games, conference tournament, and games after that. I think that, you know, we're going to face a Adams Central team that's probably improved since we saw them here. And then, you know, we certainly have probably a tough draw if we win that game with Centura. And, you know, we could end up playing Centura three times in 2 weeks. So you just have to learn to do those little things. And, you know, they're tough to play against, veteran team. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get by Adams Central or, you know, or St. Paul on Tuesday. You know, they played a close game the first time around. So I would suspect that it would be much the same thing the second time.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to your other duties here, and we'll see you next week at the conference tournament.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, cruised to a 64-17 win earlier tonight. Our boys game much closer, 23-15, Kearney Catholic at the half. We'll be back with the first half numbers in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half numbers. First of all, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, Logan Rivera leads the way with 9 points and 3 rebounds. Brett Benfelt, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen, 2 points from the free throw line. He had 3 rebounds and a block. Nick Fulmer had a rebound. Dalton Jordan, 2 points. And Caleb Cranow has 4 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting, 5 of 5 in the first quarter, 2 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. And turnovers, 10 in the first quarter, just 3 in the second. One thing Gibbon's got to be very concerned about, they only have 4 buckets of the ball game. 3 of those are from Logan Rivera. 7 of their 15 are from the free throw line. 6 more from Logan Rivera. They need to find some scoring somewhere. Gibbon, 9 points first quarter, 6 of the second. At the half, 15 points, 13 rebounds, 7 out of 8 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 13 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Keegan Fitzgerald has not scored, and sometimes he's the leading scorer, but not tonight. He's had a couple of really nice assists. He's got 3 rebounds. Abe Clinch has a rebound. Connor Strite, 2 points. Brian Hoosman is the leading scorer. He has 8 points and 2 rebounds. Robbie Yoakum, 4 points. Drew Butler, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Alex Lees, 5 points and a rebound. And David Squires, 2 points, those coming from the free throw line. He also has 4 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 2 of 2 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, Kearney Catholic ice cold from the outside. 1 of 7 in the first quarter and 1 of 9 in the second quarter. Turnovers for the Stars, they had 5 in the first and 3 in the second. 10 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second. At the half, Kearney Catholic has 23 points, 13 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 16 from 3-point land, 1 block, 8 turnovers. And at the half, 9 and 5, Kearney Catholic leads 7 and 5, Gibbon 23-15. Foul situation for the Stars. Alex Lees, 3. Brian Hoosman, 2. Nobody with more than 1 for Gibbon. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation, and we'll head to the second half after this.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
And once again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here and bring you high school sports throughout the season, to Athletic Director Rick Petrie, Terry Torson, the entire crew here at Kearney Catholic. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. As we start the second half here at Cope Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic will get the ball, leading it 23-15. Stars went on a little 8-0 run there to start that second quarter. It took them a while to get going, but that's been about the only spurt in this ball game, and that's enough to give them that 8-point lead, their biggest lead, 9. A set play is a lob back door to Hoosman. Catches, shoots, misses, tries to get his own rebound. There's going to be a fight for it, almost literally. And a jump ball, Rivera and Hoosman. And, of course, since Kearney Catholic got the ball to open the half, the possession arrow points the way of Gibbon just 12 seconds in. Let's see how the pressure is handled here in the second half as Reinerson throws over the top into the front court to Crane out. To Ben Felt, swing it over to Schuster. Schuster comes into the paint, makes a wraparound pass, gives it off to Rivera, who puts it up and draws the foul. But immediately right there you see Gibbons got an open 10-footer and doesn't take it. And if that is what they do, Kearney Catholic will eat them alive, because they will take an eye and try to stay on Rivera as Squires gets his second foul. And Rivera missed the free throw. He was 3 of 3 in the first half. Gibbon would love to be able to keep getting that ball inside. That's what Coach Paul Reinerson told us in the pregame. They want to get it inside. Thought they might have an advantage there. Second free throw short. Rebound comes down to Benfeld. Benfeld out to Reinerson. Open three on the way. Got it. That's what Kearney Catholic did not want to give up. And Riley Reinerson hits his first bucket of the ball game and the first three of the game for Gibbon. Up the floor quickly to Stars. Squires at three in transition. No good. And a foul call on the Stars going for the rebound. Cranell got it and got it ripped away. And a quick sub already here for the Stars, because it's the fourth foul on Alex Lease. And he will get comfortable on that bench as Gibbon brings it up against pressure. Reinerson a couple of steps to Benfeld and into the front court to Schuster. Into the corner to Rivera. Overload left side. Tried to force it into Cranell. Tip got it back. Rivera's now open on the back door. Lays it up and in. Well, Kearney Catholic had it well defended, but that tip threw off their defense. They thought they had the steal. 23-20, a quick start here. 5-0 run to start the second half. Fitzgerald for three. In and out, no good. Rebounds, an offensive rebound for Abe Clinch. Back out to Fitzgerald. Tries to make a nifty pass to Squires, but Reinerson steps in front and makes the steal. Up to Benfeld. Weak right side. Up to Reinerson. Throws back door. Rivera, one more pass to Cranow. Turned over. Again, one pass too many for Gibbon. And here comes Kearney Catholic on the fast break. Clinch is trapped underneath, and his pass is knocked out of bounds. Good start by Gibbon here, just 90 seconds into the second half. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. They find Yoakum for a quick three. It skips out. No good. If the Stars can only handle a three, they're going to be in trouble as the rebound to Schuster, and Schuster, his outlet pass, draws a foul on Kearney Catholic. Many more fouls on the Stars in this game. Their style of defense is just much more aggressive, and David Squires now has three fouls. Lease four, Squires three. Squires, they didn't get him out quick enough, so he's still in there, and it'll be given basketball. Trying to tip it away from Schuster. Couldn't do it. Rivera, left baseline again. Takes the contact. They're spreading it out for Kearney Catholic. And Rivera's just camping in that left corner. He's got the mismatch. And he's going to go to the line and shoot two. Missed two just a little bit ago. The foul on Abe Clinch is his second. But Kearney Catholic, four fouls. We haven't played 2 minutes. And Rivera skips in and out. No good. So Logan hit his first three in the first quarter. Now has missed three in a row here in the third quarter. Second free throw for Rivera. Up and no good. So Gibbon could have had the lead with some free throws, but they missed them all, and Squires has his fifth board to Butler. Dribbles it off a foot, but it goes right to Yoakum, to Fitzgerald, right corner to Squires. Squires back up to Fitzgerald, Keegan over to Yoakum, another three-pointer on the way, and it goes. So finally, a three-pointer in. Yoakum has two of the three threes for Kearney Catholic. They're 3 of 20 behind the arc, and they lead by six, 26-20. Reinertsen, top of the key, Cray now. He has a hard time handling that basketball. Always seems to slip out of his hands. Right side, and a foul called away from the hoop just as Fitzgerald made a steal at the top of the key. Clinch is going to be called for a hook down on Logan Rivera. Third foul on Abe Clinch. And it'll save it for Gibbon, but Gibbon, again, they got to continue to score here when given opportunities and given second-chance opportunities. Inbound to Reinertsen off the pick for three. It's good. Riley Reinertsen, 2 3-pointers here in the quarter. It's 26-23. Kearney Catholic with 5:20 to go here in quarter number three. High post, they get it to Clinch, right side. Long three, Yoakum. He thinks he's got the hot hand, but it won't go that time. The ball's batted out to Yoakum. Didn't see who did that. Robbie grabs it, though. Squires for three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Luke Schuster. And Schuster will get it up the floor to Reinertsen. Lobs it. Cranow not ready, and out of bounds it goes. Abe Clinch was the one that made the nice save last time down the floor. All credit for statistics go to Seth Blank, Kearney Hub. Credit where credit is due. Of course, co-host of the Old Chicago Tri-City Storm Hockey Show Monday night on ESPN Radio. We've got Storm Hockey at Omaha Friday here on Classic Hits. Yoakum, another three. It's off the mark, no good. Stars don't seem to be looking for anything else right now. At least they did that in the first half as Cranow gets the rebound. Up the floor, Reinertsen tries to take his man Butler to the hoop, but coming in from behind, Clinch knocks it away. Strite and James check in for Kearney Catholic. By the way, both teams used two timeouts of the first half, so they each have three remaining here in the second half. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Kearney Catholic 26, Gibbon 23. Gibbon lobs it into the paint to Rivera, makes the catch, got hammered, throws it off the glass, no good. He'll get two free throws. He got hammered pretty good. Rivera did a great job just to get the shot away. The foul on Brian Hoosman will be his third. Three players with three, one for four. Kearney Catholic, six fouls in 3.5 minutes. But can Rivera make a few charity shots? This one he does. So now he's 4 of 8. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, and Shelton. Second free throw up and in. It's 26-25, as close as Gibbon has been since the start of the ball game. Boy, if Gibbon somehow can pull an upset here, then they go to Wood River. This is a team that could maybe be peaking about conference tournament time and would be a dangerous, dangerous foe for Donovan Trumbull in the first round of that conference tournament. It's so stacked on the boys' side that Gibbon is a 6 seed. Here's Butler, left side, leaner from the baseline. Won't go, too strong. Cranow tried to save it, but he was standing out of bounds. Probably a good thing that he was, because when he threw it in, he gave it right to Kearney Catholic's Hoosman under the hoop. And Kearney Catholic will maintain possession. Butler to throw it in from the baseline. Goes to James, left corner, left unguarded. Three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound, Hoosman back up and in. That's one thing that Gibbon cannot allow is second chance and little opportunities inside the paint there. They've done a pretty good job on that. 28-25, Gibbon basketball. Rivera from 17, it's well short. The ball comes out to Connor Strite. Strite, baseball pass, got it to Hoosman. He'll score. Barely got over the outstretched hand of the defense. 30-25, and Hoosman puts it up and in. He's got a dozen points. Kearney Catholic tried to slap on some pressure. Didn't work. Benfelt gets around a defender. And we've got a hand check foul called on Kearney Catholic as Benfelt took it to the baseline. And the foul is on Connor Strite, his first. And ladies and gentlemen, with 3:19 to go with the third quarter, 1-1. Seven fouls on Kearney Catholic, zero on Gibbon. In the first half, it was 8-3. And at the line to shoot the 1-1, Brett Benfeld. He's 0 of 1. He's got 2 points, 3 rebounds. And the first free throw here is up and in. 30-26, Kearney Catholic, 3:19 to go third quarter. Here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Second free throw, Benfeld. Too strong. A lot of pushing in there, and Squires ends up getting the loose ball. David wasn't the one doing the pushing. He just ended up in the right place. Front court for Kearney Catholic. Work the ball around the perimeter to Fitzgerald. Left-hand corner, 3 on the way. Cannot find the range. Hoosman another rebound, but missed the putback this time. And Rivero gets the rebound, and on his outlet pass, a travel on Gibbons. Gibbons getting into a dangerous place right now where they are getting a lot of opportunities and not cashing them in. Check it in is Nick Fulmer. He's on the floor for the Buffaloes. Stars find Hoosman. Hoosman, right-hand corner, back out to Squires. Playing catch, Hoosman. And Squires on the right wing. Still playing catch over there. Now they'll change it up to Butler. Kearney Catholic, a 3 from Fitzgerald up and in. I was just going to say they're 3 of 25. That makes them 4 of 26. Rivera at the other end takes it in on the fast break, but missed the leaner, no good. Rebound comes down to David Squires, and a foul on Gibbon. Kearney Catholic, 10 threes attempted in this quarter already. They're 4 of 26, but still lead by 7. The foul was on Logan Rivera, his second. First foul of the half on Gibbon. Kearney Catholic looking to go up more now, a hand check. Nick Fulmer, his first. Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop. Nope, now they're going to change it and say it's on the side. Somebody better keep an eye on Keegan Fitzgerald. He's sneaking around over here in the left corner unguarded as the ball's on the right side. They keep it there with Hoosman against the 1-3-1 zone, which Gibbon has stayed in most of the game, to Butler. Now Fitzgerald comes out, takes it into the corner to James. Squires can't do anything on Logan Rivera. Working around the perimeter, 17-footer Hoosman, no good. Rebound brought down by Reinertsen. The fourth of the ball game for Riley. Gibbon needs points now. They had cut it to 1. Now they're down 7, and the ball stolen away by Hoosman. Up to Fitzgerald. The layup is good. So Hoosman returns the favor. Fitzgerald lays it up and in, his first 2-point bucket of the ball game, and Gibbon turns it over again. The Stars score. They put that pressure on. The old catch 22. Once they start scoring, they can do some other things, and Luke Schuster will re-enter. And it's a 9-point game. An 8-0 run here by Kearney Catholic. Or a 10-2 run, one of the two. 35-26 with a minute 45 to go here in the third quarter. And the Stars with the basketball. 9-1. That's the average. Thanks, Seth. Back over to Yoakum. Minute 35 to go. Gibbon needs a stop. Butler tries the 3. It's off the iron this time. No good. Rebound brought down by Rivera. Tries to get that quick outlet. Run the press break. Here comes Benfelt. Right baseline. Little runner, no good. One and done. Squires with his 8th rebound. Stars outlet pass into the front court to Hoosman. Throws through to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald decides to drive to the hoop. Gets around a couple of defenders. Scoop shot, no good. Cranow with the rebound for Gibbon. A minute 10 to go, third quarter. 35-26 Stars. Reinertsen through the double team to Benfelt. Brett picks his trouble up. Now he needs some help. Somebody better come get the ball. Reinertsen does, and Hoosman reached in and fouled it. Most of the time when Kearney Catholic gets a lot of team fouls, they're not necessarily in foul trouble individually. They are tonight. 4 fouls on Lease, 4 fouls on Hoosman. Squires and Clinch each have 3. And the dangerous Riley Reinertsen goes to the line to shoot the 1-1. He's 2 of 2 at the line. He's hit 2 threes here in this quarter for his 8 points. But again, outside of those 2 threes, there hasn't been much offense as the free throw is good. 35-27, Kearney Catholic. It was 23-15 at the half. Gibbon cut it to 1. Stars took it back out to 9. Second free throw. And that one doesn't go. Bounced around and fell off the front of the rim. Squires another rebound. Give David credit. He's started to hit the glass a lot harder here in the second half. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Stars are playing a little keep away. It looks like they might want to kill some clock here. Ball tipped away Reinertsen, but picked back up Yoakum in the backcourt. 30 seconds to go here in quarter number three. An eight-point lead. Stars with a bucket could get their first double-digit lead of the game going into the fourth quarter. Gibbons got to make sure they don't get caught too far out here. 20 seconds to go. Strike back to Yoakum out near midcourt. He'll hold it with 15. One dribble, nearly walked, gave it to James, center circle. Back to Fitzgerald, midcourt with 10. And now he'll try and put it in motion. 6 seconds, he's still 28 feet away. To Squires, 2 seconds, 1 second. And Kearney Catholic gets a shot at the horn. Fitzgerald, no good. Boy, it was a forced one, and no good. At the end of three quarters of play, despite Kearney Catholic's shooting woes, they lead Gibbon 35-27 on Classic Hits.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Once again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we head into the fourth quarter of play here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 8 minutes to go. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. They lead Gibbon 35-27. Logan Rivera has 13. Riley Reinertsen 9 for Gibbon. That's 22 of their 25. Kearney Catholic. Brian Hoosman has 12. And then you go to Robbie Yoakum. He's second tonight in scoring with 7. Kearney Catholic in a little bit of foul trouble as we begin this fourth quarter. And they've got 8 fouls as a team, only 2 on Gibbon. And Kearney Catholic will get it to Squires on the high post. Drive right side. Baseline runner, no good. Rebound brought down by Caleb Cranow, his 8th. At least it was a 2-point shot and not a 3. At the other end, Rivera on a nice dish from Schuster. Lays it up and in. Rivera able to get between the defenders, and Schuster found him. 15 points now for Logan Rivera. Kearney Catholic, according to my book, 4 of 28 from 3-point land tonight. Coach Paul Reinertsen couldn't be any happier than that as a 3 by Butler is up and in. So Butler hits that three-pointer. He has 5 points of the ball game, 38-29. Again, the lead at 9. Gibbon had cut it to 1 in the third quarter before seeing the Stars go on a run. Schuster to the baseline. James and him bumping off each other. James ran in, knocked it away off the leg of Schuster. And the officials are going to discuss this one, too. And that's going to be given basketball. I think that was the right call. And Gibbon will have it in the front court. Looking to throw it in will be Benfelt. Gets it into Reinertsen. Butler on him. They would love to get a few more fouls on these guys and get to the free throw line. Benfelt with it, right-hand corner to Schuster. Luke back up top to Rivera. Gets it over to Reinertsen, one-on-one with Yoakum. Boy, that's what they want. And Reinertsen doesn't do anything with it. Fitzgerald pushes Rivera over to get through the screen. Reinertsen, crossover dribble. Can't get anything going here with 6:30 to go. Reinertsen left baseline. Tough shot up and in. Riley with his first two-point bucket now has 11. And it is 38-31. Butler into the front court working on Riley. Got by him. Left elbow kicks it to Squires. Back out Butler for another 3. It's off the front of the iron. Won't go. Rivera high in the air. Will grab the rebound. And then another turnover on the outlet. Boy, Gibbon is killing themselves there. Squires for 3. No good. Rebound brought down Reinertsen. 2-on-2. Squires cuts him off. Back to Schuster. Into the corner. Benfelt. Back out to Schuster. Gibbon just doesn't have enough guys that want to shoot the ball. And they end up turning it over again. Fitzgerald taking it in. He'll lay it up and score. Brian Hoosman, excuse me, Hoosman with the lay-in, not Fitzgerald, Brian Hoosman, and it is 40-31. Given into the front court. They find Benfeld. Benfeld gives it off Reinerson. Down low, Rivera's posted up well. Good pass and score. Logan Rivera with 17, but Reinerson saw him and made an excellent pass. So it's now 40-33 with 5:20 to go in the ball game. Kearney Catholic and Gibbon actually putting some points on the board here in the last minute and a half. Butler swings it over to Squires. Squires holds onto the ball, left wing, skip pass right side, Fitzgerald off the pick for the three, in and out, no good, another offensive rebound for Brian Hoosman, he's had a bunch of them, gives it to Butler, 12-footer good, and timeout, Kearney Catholic. Timeout on the floor, it's a full length timeout for Kearney Catholic, they don't have any 30s remaining. With 5 minutes to go in the basketball game, it is 42-33 in favor of Kearney Catholic, we'll be right back.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Still some excitement left here in the Cope Gymnasium with 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Kearney Catholic 42, Gibbon 33. Every time Gibbon cuts into that lead, Kearney Catholic able to answer right back. And Gibbon will have the ball after the Kearney Catholic make and timeout. But Gibbon had been doing a really good job not allowing second chances for Kearney Catholic. Well, the Stars have been getting more of them as the game wears. They'll throw over the press. Rivera backdoor. Cranow. Oh, a lot of contact. They call it a straight block out of bounds. Clinch and Leese, who are both in foul trouble, converged, and they'll say a block shot for Leese. Gibbon will keep the ball into the corner to Reinerson. Knocked away, ball loose, out of bounds. Brett James just about came away with the Houdini act down there in the corner. Gibbon will throw it in again. Benfeld again to Reinerson. Couple of guys on him. Now they get back to who they're supposed to be on. Reinerson crossover dribble, lost his man, takes the 15-footer. It won't go this time. Rebound brought down by Connor Streit, his second. Streit will bring it up himself, dish it off to James. Find Leese, the trailer, who dribbled off his leg, and that's a double dribble. Just the second turnover of the half for Kearney Catholic. They've got 10 in the ball game. Gibbon, on the other hand, has twice as many, 20. Set the five on the floor for you here. You've got Reinerson, Benfeld, Schuster, Cranow, and Rivera, the original five on the floor for the Gibbon Buffaloes. For Kearney Catholic, almost the original as they subbed in right there. Schuster with the basketball. Back up top. They'll get it to Benfeld. Lob it over to Reinerson. One-on-one. Defended there by Leese. Alex with four fouls. Try to lob it into Cranow. And it's well away from him, out of bounds. Kearney Catholic has Leese, Fitzgerald, Clinch, Streit, and Butler on the floor. And Drew will walk the ball up the floor here with 4 minutes to go in the game. Still 42-33 at the free throw line. Leese kicks it into the corner. Strike. Back out Butler for the three. It's short this time. No good. Another offensive rebound by Abe Clinch, and he'll be fouled. Got to be frustrating for the Gibbon coaching staff. Stars are not shooting it well at all tonight, but neither are they. They're just not getting near as many shots as the Stars. The foul called on Cranow is his first. And two free throws here for Abe Clinch. The first one is too strong. Abe looking for his first points of the ball game. Into the game is Ryan Milks. Freshman saw a moment of action in the first half. Second free throw now for Clinch. on the lay, and it's good. So Clinch gets one of two, his first point of the ball game, and that's a 10-point lead, the largest of the night for Kearney Catholic. Trouble in the backcourt here for Gibbon. They better call a timeout. Still in the backcourt, and a 10-second call. They made it about 4 feet up the floor, and Kearney Catholic now will take it out. And it looks like the Stars are about ready to put this one away. Gibbon's been stuck on 33 for a long time. Butler's going to try another three. Keep on firing, and it will not go this time. Logan Rivera will get the rebound. And a carry on Milks. It's a young team, and with the young team outside of Rivera and Cranow come young man problems, and that's what's happening here. There is not a junior on this roster. So they're going to be young for a couple of years once you get rid of the three seniors. 3:20 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic now in a much more comfortable situation, leading it by 10. Although it is one of their lowest scoring outputs of the year. Outside of the Central Catholic games, this is their lowest scoring output. Least drives, throws it up and in, but I think they're going to wave it off, say there was a hand check foul before that. Nice move by Alex. That'll be the fourth team foul of the half on Gibbon, and the second on Caleb Cranow. Kearney Catholic ball to inbound. Andrew Butler to throw it in. Looking for Clinch. Back door. Got him open. Layup good. He backed up like they were going to try and get it to him at the high post, and then he just shot to the hoop. 45-33. With it, Reinertsen. The one thing Kearney Catholic wanted to make sure of was that Riley didn't get any open looks tonight, and they've done good there. He drives, draws the double team, kicks it out, but there's no shot. Ben Felt to Rivera. Rivera, spin move, tries to make something happen and gets grabbed on his way to the hoop. It'll be free throws coming up. Oh, no, they're going to call a travel. Pardon me, a travel is going to be called on Rivera. 2:39 is what remains, and a timeout on the floor going to be called here by Gibbon. 2:39 remains in the game, 45-33, Kearney Catholic.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Don't forget the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up when we're all done here. 2:39 remaining on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. It's Kearney Catholic 45, Gibbon 33. But the Buffaloes have went 3 minutes without moving the scoreboard, and that's not a good thing when you're behind in the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic basketball off the Gibbon turnover and timeout. Gibbon tries to put pressure on. Stars throw over it to Clinch. They're in the front court already to Butler, and Butler dribbling the basketball around. Kearney Catholic's attempted 34 threes. I would think they will not attempt the 35th as Lease comes into the paint. Nice pass to Hoosman underneath in traffic. He'll score 16 for Brian Hoosman. 47-33. Benfeld pushes the ball up the floor. Tipped away. Hoosman knocks it away. Hoosman's going to get the steal. Hoosman's got an uncontested layup. Hoosman's got 18 points. And now the game's going to look score-wise a lot uglier than it actually was here tonight. I said that backwards, didn't I? Game not as big a difference as Gibbon hung with them. They just quit scoring. With it, Reinertsen just trying to force the issue and is going to get bailed out on a foul here. Reinertsen was going to dribble around and take a shot, and Drew Butler is going to be called for the blocking foul. Second foul on Drew. And two free throws coming up now for Riley Reinertsen. He's 3 of 4 at the line, has 11 points. And the first one is on the way, and good. Needed some help from the glass, though. 49-34, the first point in 3.5 minutes for Gibbon. And the second free throw on the way and in, so Reinertsen hits them both. He's got 13 points, 49-35. Stars break the press, no problem. Butler into the paint, clinch, back to Hoosman. Little jumper baseline up and in. Brian Hoosman is the hot hand tonight. And it's 51-35. Kearney Catholic going to go to 10-5, and Gibbon going to drop to 7-6. Gibbon gave Kearney Catholic all they wanted, had cut it to 1 in the third quarter, but got no closer as Reinertsen's 3 this time is no good, and Abe Clinch will pull down the rebound. At the other end, Lease drives, lays it up, and in. So Kearney Catholic feeling a lot more comfortable here. Well, that they have this ball game put away. 18-point lead, their largest. Gibbon with a basketball. Back up top, Logan Rivera. Rivera's going to come into the paint. He'll force the issue. Scoop shot, no good. Tip try, good. Logan Rivera hung right in there. He's got 19 in the ball game for Gibbon, but not enough tonight. Just didn't have much help outside of Reinertsen and Rivera. At the other end, Lease throws one up and in and gets bumped as he scores. So Drew Butler will score. We're getting more scoring here in the last 2 minutes than we'd seen all night long. And Kearney Catholic with 20 points here in the fourth quarter. And Paul Reinertsen going to clear the bench with 54 seconds remaining. The foul on Caleb Cranow was his third. Into the ball game, number 50, I believe it might be Kalen Hines checking in. Dakota Kenton is in. Ryan Newyear, Ryan Milks, and Nick Fulmer. Free throw by Butler is up, and it is in. 8 points here. They say it's Trey Rivera. Okay, Trey Rivera wears number 50. 56-37 after Butler completed the three-point play. 8 and a quarter and 10 in the game. 45 seconds to go. Milks has it top of the circle. Swings it to the left side. Trying to get a shot away for some of these guys off the bench. Milks is going to drive, put the runner up. Set on the rim, wouldn't go. Offensive rebound back up. Will not go in there for Newyear. And now a mad scramble for it, and we're going to get a jump ball. Looked like off the bottom of the pile there was Blake Holtmeyer for Kearney Catholic and Trey Rivera for Gibbon. Arrow points the way of Gibbon with 27 seconds to go, and they'll throw it away. Eighth turnover here of the fourth quarter. Blake Holtmeyer's in for Kearney Catholic, also in is Eric Long. See if we can pick up number 11, Matt Moore, John Blake, and also number 10, Jack Graham. And Kearney Catholic will turn it over. They've done a great job taking care of the ball. That's just their third turnover of the second half. So Gibbon will get it back, which should be the final possession of the game with 15 seconds remaining. See if they can get a shot away. Up top with it, Dakota Kenton. Kenton gives it off to Milks. Milks over to the left side. Still looking for a shot. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. And as the time expires, the shot is thrown up. No good by Nick Fulmer. And that's the end of the basketball game as Kearney Catholic puts up 21 points in the fourth quarter to take what had been a 9-point lead most of the second half out to 19. And Kearney Catholic wins it 56-37 over the Gibbon Buffs, who will fall to 7-6. And Kearney Catholic will improve to 10-5 on the season. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show and all the final numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Take an hour for your bottom line and join AgWest Commodities on February 9th at 12:30 p.m. for a live webinar covering the market outlook for 2011. Register online at goagwest.com or call 866-WE-HEDGE.
Go AgWest!
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by and see him today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports getting the little kids ready for little kids wrestling season with brand names like Brute, Adidas, Matman, and Asics. They've got all the gear you need. It's singlets, shoes, the headgear, and the knee pads. Keep the youngsters safe and get them looking good and feeling good about youth wrestling at Misco Sports on the bricks, downtown Kearney Center. Here's a look now at the final numbers. First off, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, Logan Rivera led the way tonight. He had a game high, well, for Gibbon, excuse me, at a team high, 19 points, 9 rebounds. Brett Benfeld, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block. Nick Fulmer, 1 rebound. Luke Schuster, 2 rebounds. Dalton Jordan, 2 points. Ryan Newyear, 1 rebound. Caleb Cranow, 8 rebounds. And Trey Rivera, 1 rebound. But as you see, two players scored 32 of the 37 points tonight for Gibbon. They hung around. They just didn't have enough balance there to pull off the upset tonight of Kearney Catholic. 13 rebounds in the first half, 17 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 8 in the first half, 6 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers by the Buffaloes, 13 in each half. So tonight, 15 points in the first half for Gibbon, 22 in the second half. And for the Buffaloes, they finish with 37 points. 30 rebounds, 13 out of 20 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 26 turnovers. Gibbon will fall to 7-6 on the season. They will play at Wood River on Thursday, which should be a pretty competitive battle. Two teams sporting very similar records, Wood River 8-6 going into today. We'll take a timeout and look at the Kearney Catholic numbers in a minute on the Misco Sports postgame show.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
And we're back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Here's how things broke down. Keegan Fitzgerald, 5 points, 3 rebounds, had a few nice assists in the ball game, though. Abe Clinch, 3 points, 5 rebounds. Connor Streit, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Brian Hoosman was the leading scorer of the ball game tonight, and some of those in the fourth quarter where he had 8 points were some pretty easy shots off some very nice assists. He had 20 points, 6 rebounds in the ball game. Robbie Yoakum, 7 points. Drew Butler, 10 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Alex Lee, 7 points, 1 rebound. David Squires held to just 2 free throws tonight, but he had a team-high 9 rebounds, and Blake Holtmeyer got in there late and grabbed a rebound. 13 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Kearney Catholic, 3 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half, so the Stars didn't get the line much, and that's because they shot 34 threes, 2 of 16 in the first half, 3 of 18 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 8 in the first half. The Stars cut that down to 3 in the second half, one of the reasons that they were able to pull away in this ball game. Kearney Catholic had 23 points at halftime. They scored 33 in the second half, and the Stars finish with 56 points, 29 rebounds, 5 out of 7 from the free throw line, 5 of 34 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 11 turnovers, and it's good enough for Kearney Catholic to pick up a 56-37 win over the Gibbon Buffaloes and advance to 10-5 on the season. The ninth-ranked team in Class C1 is now done until the conference tournament, and they will travel to Ord 1 week from tonight, a team that they handled pretty easily back in December, but the Chanticleers are 12-3 on the season. Kearney Catholic now 10-5. That game next Tuesday begins at 7 o'clock, and we plan on bringing that to you on ESPN Radio 1460. We'll take a break and wrap things up. Coach Lease hasn't popped out of the locker room yet, so we'll take a break and be right back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Well, a reminder that we've got more high school basketball action coming your way on Thursday night. A Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from SEM. Sumner Eddyville Miller will welcome in Amherst. We'll have all the action for you scheduled to begin between 6 and 6:15 coming up on the program on Thursday night. We'll have all that action for you. Friday, we give way to hockey, and then next week we're busy every night but Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday with the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournaments here on Classic Hits 98.9 and on ESPN 1460. So that's all coming up again. A reminder, here's what's happening in the conference tournament next week. Kearney Catholic boys will be at Ord Tuesday. The Kearney Catholic girls will be at home against either Adams Central or St. Paul, and they'll do that Tuesday as well. Those games tip off at 7 o'clock. Semifinals for the boys next Thursday, for the girls on Friday, and the championships as well next Saturday. And the semifinals and finals will all be in Gibbon. And Coach Don Lease joins us here in the Misco Sports postgame show. Coach, I guess when you're only 5 of 34 from three-point land and win by 19, must have done something right in the basketball game. What were some of the things that the kids were able to get going here later in the contest?
Well, I'll look at the film and let you know. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, we got a little bit of a lead and we were able to stall. And then they had to come out and guard us. And then we were able to do some driving and penetrating on some stuff. We had a lot of standing tonight, Doug. I was really disappointed in the way my team played tonight. You know, and Gibbon did a great job of kind of lulling us into standing a lot. And our kids didn't, you know, focus on what they need to do. And that was what was aggravating tonight.
1-3-1 zone they play. I know you've seen it. It's not necessarily a defense you see a lot. They had a couple of 6-4 kids. Coach Reinertsen told me before the ball game he thought maybe that would be an advantage for them. David, at 6'2", when he was banging in there, was not an offensive threat tonight, started to hit the boards. I know he wasn't doing that in the first half because he found his way on the bench a couple of times. What is it about the 1-3-1, or what did Gibbon have that maybe gives your team a problem in general?
You know, when you shoot 5 for 34 from three-point range, you know, we ran up against it against Gothenburg and nailed 11 threes. And these guys came out and had some wide open looks, Doug. I mean, you know, I can't fault them for taking the shots. You know, we just, it's probably good that we're going on the road because we just don't seem to shoot well at home, you know, especially from three-point range, it seems like. And then we started getting into the high post and starting doing some driving and kicking and stuff, and things started to fall a little bit for us. But, they made, seven, eight baskets the whole night. The rest of them were free throws, you know. So our kids did a pretty good job defensively. They just got to, they had some times where they were in good position and a guy would go up for a shot and then we would do a dumb thing, reach down or, instead of just going straight up with them.
Brian Hoosman did have a really good game for you tonight. Of course, he led you in scoring, but it seemed like in that second half, he was the guy starting to get some offensive rebounds and keep it alive. He worked himself into that. Then him and Keegan kind of found each other two or three times down the stretch as well.
Yeah, that's what, Brian does a lot of times. He gets, he crashes the board so well. And Dave and Abe started crashing the boards really well for us. It hurt not, having Alex in there, because that's one thing that he does too. He finds a gap and it wasn't because his dad was mad at him this time. It was because he was in foul trouble, and, he only played about 8 minutes or 9 minutes total for the game. And, it was one of those that we survived, Doug. You have those every once in a while.
I did mention in the game, it's no stranger to you that you have a lot of team fouls in a ball game, but very rarely do you run into foul trouble individually, and tonight you did do that. Did that change anything in this ball game tonight?
Yes, because then we weren't able to put some of our pressure on and get our presses set up and stuff. And, that kind of hurt us on some of the things. And that's what we live on is our press and stuff. And we got taken out of our pressing tonight, with our foul trouble and stuff. And we had to, and our kids did a pretty good job when we went to straight half-court man. Like I told the kids, I said it's 4 weeks from today. The single elimination tournament starts. I'm hoping that we keep on improving so, we can do something in 4 weeks.
Well, and it's apparent that you wanted to keep the ball out of Riley Reinertsen's hands, which he found a way to get the ball a couple of times there in the second half. But, boy, any time he touched it, everybody was making noise that he had the basketball.
Yeah, and he's a great player. He's a good shooter. They set a lot of screens for him, got him the basketball as many times as they could, and he hit some shots for him. We tried our best to keep it out of his hands as much as possible, switching out on screens and doing those types of things. But, good players find a way to get the ball.
Finally, Coach, you're a whole week off now, so I guess they can shoot as much as they want and work on things in practice. You go to Ord next week, a team you handled. You've handled them quite a few times in the past. Sounds like they're in a situation maybe like some of the other teams are. One of their best players, Brad Welniak, out, maybe out for the rest of the season. Will he be back? If that's the case, how do you attack this basketball team?
They're so athletic, and they're so, they got a lot of 6'2 to 6'5 athletic kids. We got to keep them off the boards. That's one of the biggest things. We got to keep them off the boards. And we're going to put some pressure on them, and hopefully our pressure gets to them. If it doesn't, then, we'll kind of switch up to some different things. And hopefully we don't shoot 5 for 34 from three-point range. If we do, it's going to be extremely tough. Anytime you shoot that poorly from, three-point range. And the bad thing, Doug, is, they're open looks. I mean, it's not like a guy was in our face. It wasn't like a guy was running out at us and, maybe one or two of those were like that, but, 31 out of the 34, the guy was wide open. And, if four or five more of those fall in the third quarter or the second quarter, it's a 17, 18-point ball game like that. Instead, they didn't fall. And, give credit to, Paul Reinertsen and Gibbon. They did a great job of sticking with it, and why wouldn't you? Stick with it and make us shoot it from the outside, because we weren't hitting them tonight.
Well, however it worked out, it is a win, and yep. Now a week off, and Don, we'll see you next Tuesday up at Ord.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks, Doug,
for
covering us.
Don Lease, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, and that'll wrap things up tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Little kids wrestling gear, new baseball and softball gloves and bats are coming in. Get your order in today. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Kearney Catholic able to sweep the Gibbon Buffaloes tonight, 64-17 in the girls' game and in the boys' game. Again, your final score ends up being Kearney Catholic 56 and Gibbon 37. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.